WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. After World War II, several black singers emerged who became known as the Sepia Sinatras. They included Nat King Cole, Charles Brown, and one man who's all but forgotten now. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward remembers Percy Mayfield.
I was born way down in Louisiana. I love the weird sound, 'cause that's my home, way down in Louisiana. I'm going back and try to settle down. Gonna settle down, gonna settle down, gonna settle down in my own hometown.
Percy Mayfield was, in fact, born in Louisiana, in a town called Minden, which was so small that it gives a twist to the usual learn to sing in church item in his biography. Mayfield was a Methodist, and thus his church didn't have a choir, so he'd go up the road to the Baptist to indulge his love of singing. Showbiz was in his blood. His father was a dancer, and his mother was a singer, so it's no surprise to learn that Percy took off onto the road as a singer as soon as he could. He spent his late teens in Houston, then moved to the West Coast. Since almost nothing is known about this period in his life, we can only guess where he picked up his musical sophistication. In fact, what little I've been able to learn about him starts when he was 30 years old, in 1950. Sometime early in that year, he sent a song to Art Roop of Specialty Records in Los Angeles, a song like nobody had ever before recorded, with a sinuous melody and lyrics that transcended its rather mundane title, Please Send Me Someone to Love.
Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and peace in mind. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love, someone to love. Show the world how to get along. Peace will enter when the hate is gone. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love.
Now here was a guy who had his priorities straight. Who could resist it? The answer was nobody. Please Send Me Someone to Love flew onto the Harlem Hit Parade, as the chart was called, and lived there, mostly at the top, for a phenomenal 27 weeks. The diminutive songwriter and singer found himself the hottest property in Los Angeles all of a sudden, with women responding to his message in droves. The record was so big that its flip even went into the top 10, a song with a darker side, which, as it would turn out, was much more typical of Percy Mayfield's songwriting.
Learn to love me or leave me, either one you wanna do. Learn to love me or leave me, either one you wanna do. Because strange things is happening, baby, and something may happen to you.
Mayfield's next record, Lost Love, went to number 2, while Please Send Me Someone to Love was still number 1. And again, it was a two-sided hit with a chilling flip side.
I'm laying here wondering which way to go. My baby's left me like you did before. It's so confusing, 'cause I'm all alone. I can't live without my baby, but still my baby's gone.
That was called Life is Suicide, a strange thought if there ever was one. In 1952, Mayfield really went over the top with this stuff on a song that would one day be one of his best-known ones, The River's Invitation.
I spoke to the river, and the river spoke back to me, And it said, you look so lonely, you look full of misery. And if you can't find your baby, come and make your home with me.
Of course, there's a trick ending to this one. He finds his baby and they settle down in a little house by the river. Still, it wasn't until he recut the song for Ray Charles's Tangerine Records in 1963 that people would buy it. In 1952, during what would probably have been a temporary slump in his career, Percy Mayfield was in an automobile accident that scarred his face. He thought that he was maimed, that his beautiful face was ruined, and became reclusive, living the depressing lyrics of some of his songs and drinking heavily. Even though he did record from time to time, it was a long while before he'd start performing publicly again. Fortunately, he had money from songwriting coming in, especially after 1961, when Ray Charles discovered this demo recording.
Now this one is the duet, you know, Hit the Road, Jack. It's a story of a woman getting rid of a man. She got some kitties in her corner.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
Now what'd you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
Oh, woman, oh, woman, you sure is mean. You're the meanest old woman that I ever seen. But I guess if you say so, bop, bop, I better pack my things and go.
That's right.
Specialty Records has recently re-released most of the Percy Mayfield recordings they had in their vaults. But Mayfield had died in 1984, bitter at the hand he'd been dealt. He had a point. When I was researching this piece, one of the few mentions I found of him in my reference books claimed he was Curtis Mayfield's father and said almost nothing else. He wasn't, of course, but his being a father of modern rhythm and blues is good enough for me.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle.
No more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more. Don't come back no more. Don't come back no more.
This is Fresh Air.